Chapter 1. Kyle Logan read the telegram for the 10th time in the 2 minutes since he'd received it. Slapping it against his leg, he tamped down the anger that exploded inside him. Amanda was in trouble. He was the only one who could rescue her, but how was he going to get Archie, the head detective of the Denver Pinkerton office, to let him go to Chicago? The man was Scottish cheap and would want to send someone from the local office. On his way to the agency, he paused to let his senses recover from the shock. Then he watched as a young woman pulled on the big oaken doors of the Pinkerton agency. After a small struggle, she entered.
She's determined.
Kyle leaned against the oak tree and toyed with an idea. Archie had come up with the plan of pairing women with experienced agents for good success. Kyle could use a female agent to get into Amanda's college and help him find her. With a bit of determination of his own, Kyle entered the agency and headed for Archie's office. After a quick knock, he opened the door, barged in, and threw the telegram on his boss's desk. "I need to rescue her." With an irritated look, Archie pointed across his desk.
"I am busy."
Kyle followed Archie's finger. There was the young woman he'd seen enter the building. She'd work fine and looked to be the right age of those in the girls' college that Amanda attended. He smiled at the young woman.
"I didn't mean to intrude, but I have an urgent case that needs attending. Frankly, I could use the young lady's help."
Kyle turned to Archie and leaned one hand on the desk and pointed to the telegram.
"Read it."
Archie put on his glasses and picked up the crumpled piece of paper.
"Help. I'm in trouble. Amanda."
Archie sat back in his chair and stared at Kyle.
"Who is Amanda? And what kind of trouble?" "That was from this morning. She's my fiance. Almost, anyway. Her father sent her to a girls' college in Chicago, and she told me in her letters that someone had been following her. I have to save her."
Kyle stood and waited. The young woman jumped out of her chair.
"I can help. I am excellent at noticing things other people don't. I can sketch people. I'm smart. I can go undercover. I can shoot a gun. I'm your, woman."
She held her hand out to Kyle.
"Zinnia Fields, at your service."
Archie groaned.
"You know Chicago doesn't like it when I step on their territory."
Kyle shook the woman's hand.
"Kyle Logan, Pinkerton agent."
He pulled his gaze from Zinnia and looked at Archie.
"I know Ulyssa works out of the Chicago office now. She'd vouch for me. Maybe. I did hear she's softened a lot since marrying that professor fellow."
Shaking his head, Archie put the telegram down.
"Against my better judgment, I'll agree to it."
He looked at the woman.
"You're very young. In the past, I have made my female agents marry the agent in charge of their training to protect their reputation. Kyle just said he has a fiancé, so I can't see forcing you two to marry as a viable option."
Zinnia leaned on the desk, inches from Archie's face.
"I'll do anything. I was born to be a Pinkerton detective, and you will not regret it."
Archie sat back to get away from her.
"This is what I am willing to do. Kyle, you're an excellent agent, and I don't want to lose you. I read the telegram and agree. You need to go and see what you can do for..."
Archie glanced at the telegram.
"Amanda. Zinnia, you can go as his partner, but under cover of being his younger sister."
"Perfect."
Kyle slammed a palm on the desk.
"That is just what I was thinking. She can go undercover and find out what has happened to Amanda."
He grinned at the woman.
"You'll be Zinnia Logan, my little sister."
She put out a hand to him.
"Nice to meet you."
Kyle shook her hand and was surprised at her firm grip.
"Sis?"
Archie set out a paper for them to sign.
"Kyle, I know you're a good man, so I'm not worried about you. But watch out for her. She's young and eager. The very ones who can get into the most trouble."
Archie handed a pen to Zinnia.
"You do exactly what Kyle says. No going off on your own. Understand?"
"Yes, sir. I will make you proud."
Zinnia stood straight and saluted. With a grimace, Archie shook his head.
"That's not necessary. Just do what Kyle tells you to do."
She nodded.
"When do we leave? Do I get a gun? Or should I buy my own? Are we riding horses?"
Kyle put up his hand.
"Whoa. We'll leave on the next train to get us to Chicago. You can get a Derringer, but just for your protection. I don't want you shooting up the place."